There's been a lot of reaction to President Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, and Manafort's deputy, Rick Gates, turning themselves in today on charges including conspiracy against the U.S. and conspiracy to launder money in Robert Mueller's special investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 campaign. It was also revealed today that Trump campaign advisor George Papadopoulos pled guilty to lying to the FBI about Russians offering him dirt on Hillary Clinton. Well, Democratic Senator Tim Kaine was, of course, Hillary Clinton's running mate in that campaign, and we were scheduled to speak to him about something else going on today, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing on the call for a new war authorization for the use of military force after news that four American soldiers were killed in an ambush in Niger. We're going to get to that, but first, Senator Kaine, your reaction to the news of charges against Paul Manafort.
Well, it's just very serious charges, conspiracy against the United States. Many of the charges seem tax-related, money laundering, but a conspiracy against the United States is a serious charge, and this is not a low-level official. This was the chairman of the Trump presidential campaign.
Well, the New York Times is reporting that the indictment says that Manafort used his hidden overseas wealth to enjoy a lavish lifestyle in the U.S. without paying taxes. He's accused of laundering more than $18 million to buy properties and services here from this overseas wealth, and Gates is accused of transferring that money from offshore accounts, both and accused of lying about it. You told us earlier off the line that some of these are driven perhaps by statutes of limitation.
There may have been some statutes of limitations about to file on some of the tax charges, and that may be why the indictments are coming down today. No conclusion yet, but this seems to be sort of the start of work product coming out of the investigation.
Well, what questions do you have? I mean, some might say, well, money laundering, what does that have to do with Russia? But we remember that Paul Manafort was fired by Donald Trump, the candidate, after reports that he, Manafort, received more than $12 million in undisclosed payments from Viktor Yanukovych, who was the former Russian-backed Ukrainian president. And Paul Manafort was his political consultant.
Well, there's a lot of questions about it, Robin, but the good news is there's an investigator who will get to the bottom of it, and I think that with Director Mueller in charge, we will.
All right. Well, we're going to continue to follow the Manafort story. But as we said, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee later today holding a hearing on the authorization of use of military forces. Secretaries Tillerson and Mattis testifying. You've long called for a new AUMF, this authorization, to cover fighting against ISIS. But now we hear of this ambush in Niger, and we hear Democrats and Republicans, many surprised at the depth of U.S. involvement in Niger. Explain to people what the call is for.
In the aftermath of the attack of 9/11, Congress, within a couple of days, passed a war authorization allowing us to fight against the perpetrators of the 9/11 attack. The Bush administration, the Obama administration, and now the Trump administration have used that to justify not just going against al-Qaeda in Afghanistan and Pakistan, where they were headquartered, but they've used it now to go after dozens of organizations in many, many countries around the world in ways that I think are, frankly, completely unsupported by that authorization. We shouldn't be at war without a vote of Congress. When President Obama decided to go on the offense against ISIS, I said Congress needed to weigh in. And so Senator Jeff Flake of Arizona and I, we have a bipartisan war authorization to allow military action against non-state terrorist groups, ISIS, the Taliban, and al-Qaeda. But we want to do it in a way that will create more oversight and public debate. And the hearing today, I think, is going to be surprising to many Americans because we're going to talk about, in an open session, the extent of military activities in Africa. The death of these four in Niger surprised a lot of folks who didn't know we had troops there. Well, they're going to find out that the American military has quite a large footprint in Africa, and I don't think any of the current legal authorities justify the military action.
Well, Senator Kaine, devil's advocate here. This is a new kind of enemy. It's amorphous. It doesn't belong to one state. It pops up everywhere. And as you said, several administrations have used this war authorization because, in fact, you know, many of these groups are ISIS-inspired, even though they're around the world and they're no longer contained to some of the original countries. And if the U.S. was letting people know where troops were everywhere, fighting ISIS, do they give away some of their strategy?
You're right. There are challenges with defining war against a non-state actor that doesn't have a set geography, that doesn't follow the Geneva Conventions. But again, the original authorization that that said we could take the fight to al-Qaeda, the perpetrators of 9/11, is now being used to take the fight to groups that didn't start till 2015 or 2016. It's basically an executive power grab that has been aided and abetted by a Congress that doesn't want to go on the record and be accountable for a war vote. And I'm so happy that Chairman Senator Corker of the Foreign Relations Committee is bringing Secretary Madison Tillerson to the committee today to start that process.
Rand Paul is another senator who's been pushing for a new
Absolutely.
AUMF. Look, you mentioned Niger. We're also learning today of U.S. troops in neighboring Mali. They were on a secret mission that ended tragically. A lot of mystery around it, but two Navy SEALs are being investigated over the suspected strangling death of a Green Beret in Mali in June. Putting aside the incident, which sounds horrific.
And it's under investigation.
Under investigation,
and I don't
yeah.
really know much more
yeah.
about it. But what the hearing today is going to show is that the American military footprint in Africa is in many more countries than Americans have been told. And that will come out at the hearing that we'll do later today.
Senator Tim Kaine, thanks as always.
Okay, thanks, Robin.